Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that's up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple yes-no question, and the question today for this week is, will the California primary be important in deciding the GOP presidential candidate in 2012? Go on the site. You can answer yes, it will be important, or no, it will already be decided by then. Go ahead and cast your vote. I will announce the overall results at the end on the show on Thursday. You'll know by then. But if you take a look right now, it's running neck and neck. 50% of the people think that, yes, the California primary will make a difference, and 50% of the people say, no, it will make no difference at all. So go ahead, cast your vote, break the tie. It's all up on my website, brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business success. Each of my guests will describe their path to success and will offer some lessons that we can learn. My first guest is a hip-hop godfather who started in Santa Barbara. We'll discuss his bizarre life and times from his book, Guilty by Association. My second guest is a business philosopher who will explain how taking responsibility changes everything from his book, Stepping Up. My third guest is the president of Wilshire Finance Partners. He'll explain the newest trend in California real estate investing, trust deeds. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Damon DeMizza Young has been called one of the most powerful people in hip-hop music for both his previous career as a music director at L.A.'s Power 106 and New York's Hot 97, and as a producer of hit records that have sold in excess of 30 million copies and spent hundreds of weeks on the Billboard charts. DeMizza broke to such artists as Eminem, Fat Joe, Jermaine Dupri, and he's helped troubled artists like Janet Jackson and G.J. Quick out of their career slumps, all while befriending everyone from NFL Hall of Fame legend Jim Brown to West Coast icons such as Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Warren G., and literally dozens of others, most of whom he's ended up producing in his post-radio career. He is a solo artist himself. DeMizza has a huge following in Japan as well as Southern California. And what I like about him is he's a local boy from Santa Barbara joining us in studio. Hi, Damian. How are you doing today?
Whoever that guy is, I want to meet him.
I'll tell you what.
After all of that, that introduction, I want to meet him.
It has been an incredible ride for you so far, and you're still a very young man, so congratulations. Kudos to you.
Well, thank you very, very much, and I brought my beautiful grandma with me today.
I saw that, because one of the questions that I had on my list to ask you about was about your beautiful grandmother.
Yes.
And the influence that she had on your life. So let's start there, shall
yeah,
we?
Of
one of the things that touched me about reading your book, Guilty by Association, was the profound influence that your grandmother had in your life. And
has
in your life. Excuse me. I should be very clear about that.
Not to correct you.
No, that's very good point. Has in the
she
in the
has
presence.
A wooden spoon in her purse right now.
Oh,
in case I get out of line,
and she'll whack you with it right here on the radio. That's an incredible power of live radio, folks.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. That is great. So, talk to us about your upbringing. Talk to us about your early life in Santa Barbara, because you are truly a local kid made good.
Oh, well, thank you for the many nice compliments and the kind words. I really, really appreciate it. That's really cool. You hit it all on the head. I mean, I'm just a local boy that thinks small mom and pop And grandma was not only the biggest influence in my life for the good things, the biggest influence. I mean, you were talking about business and things like that. Everything that I've really learned has come from her. And it's from her teachings. And the things that I didn't learn from her came from radio, and those are all the bad habits, so we won't talk about those. But I can't say enough nice things about her. I mean, she's the most amazing woman in the world. She's my best friend. She's my grandma. She's my buddy. She's amazing.
What a glowing testimonial. That is just incredible.
She raised me since I was a year old. She took me in when no one wanted me. You know, I mean, it's
a remarkable story.
What can you say?
It really is. Now, she obviously did some things right. You had a tremendous career. What kills me, and it kills me in a positive way, is that you started at such a young age. Yeah. You were at KHTY in Santa Barbara at the age of 12.
Yeah.
So my first question is, who would hire a 12-year-old to come in and program music for them?
Well, Michael Newman is the guy's name, first of all. He's the nutcase that did it. but talking even more about grandma is the support of that. I mean, you say 12 years old, gosh, you know, you're not old enough to work. You're not old enough to even really do anything but go to school. But grandma made a deal with me, and she said, look, as long as you do your schoolwork and you graduate high school, I'll support you in this. And she literally, I was working 7 to midnight for the night jock, and no kid's going to be able to do that unless you have parental support.
Absolutely.
Not only did I have parental support, but she would sleep in the parking lot in the car and wait for me.
Wow.
Because she had 3 jobs going on. And that's a testament to what makes it for young people, is not only the mentorship, but the support at home and the support overall of the community to do something good. And that's a main plight that I see in us adults that we miss in our day-to-day hustle, is that we're not mentoring, we're not empowering the next generation to pop forward. And I was just really, really lucky to have the Michael Newmans that would let a 12-year-old come in and push buttons at such a young age, or fill a filing cabinet and alphabetize. It kept me out of trouble.
Mm.
And instead of getting into the streets, we have a major breakdown in all communities, from the boys' club forward, when at 15 or 16, when you're too old to go to the Boys and Girls Club, you lose all your programs. You have absolutely nothing to do. So after school, what do? You go hang out on the block. And what happens on the block? You get in trouble.
Yeah, you've got a real potential for that.
So it's like, let's get something going to where we can mentor these kids to do something, and if they have some time and they're occupied, then, you know, it's a good thing to do, and that's just what she did. And that's why the kids that we mentor, you know, you've met Los and those type of people. Los is a guy who produced Cruise in our last hit single with Butch Cassidy and myself, and he was 16 years old when he did that.
Hmm.
But the deal is you have to graduate high school, or I'm not going to put you on the radio.
I like that. I like the accountability. I like the responsibility. That's a lead into my next guest, John Izzo, who will be joining us in just a couple of minutes.
Cool.
Right now we're talking to Damian DeMizza Young. We're talking about his career. I like the fact that you're so actively involved in helping young people, moving them forward. That has become a passion of yours. And kudos to your grandmother for instilling those values in you. I think that that's remarkable. So talk to me about some of the things that you're actively doing right now to help the kids, to really move them forward in their lives.
Well, it's a two-way street. They're helping me and I'm helping them. I'm learning about what's going on in the streets and learning about what's new in music and those kind of things. And I'm helping them learn how we did it so they don't have to go through the road bumps that some of us did.
I hear you saying that, Damian, and it just makes me smile because you're saying how we did it like you're old school.
Yeah.
And I look at you, you're half my age, and
then
these kids are half your age.
But in radio dog years, okay? I've been a program director. I've been a music director. I've been a button pusher. I've washed the vans. I know what it is.
That is true. You've lived the hard knocks. You've done it all. That is great. But let's talk about the influence that you have over people's taste. How is it that from such a very young age, from 12 years on, that you really had the pulse of the people? You knew what influenced them. You knew what was going to turn them on musically and artistically.
Because I'm not above them. I am them.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. That's it. I don't look at it like, hey, I'm Mr. Program Director, and I'm going to dictate what you like this week. That's not me. I'm like, yo, did you check this out? And if they go, that's whack, I go, oops, I'm not playing that. Do you know what I mean? I can't take the credit for that. I mean, I'm not any different than anyone else or any more special than anyone else. I just get to see some really cool stuff. And when I get to see that cool stuff, I say, hey, come here, look at this, and share it with people. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, I think that's commendable. I also think you're being far too modest. My guest is Damian Young, author of the book Guilty by Association, The Life and Bizarre Times of a Hip-Hop Godfather. Yeah, you say that. Yeah, you're just one of the people and so forth. But the reality is you have to filter it out. You have to decide, hey, these people really like this or no, they don't like that. That isn't a skill. Not everybody has it. I will tell you right now, I don't have that skill.
Would you like to know the secret?
Yes.
Grandma once told me, surround yourself with people smarter than you.
Very sage advice. Very sage advice.
And that's really what I do. And you know, there's so many of those sayings that she said that's the truth. That is the truth. That's what I do, is I ask the people around me and then kind of just, like you say, filter it out.
Oh, wow. That is incredible.
And then just like put it all together and say, okay, well, this will work, and then just run with it.
Well, let's talk about your phenomenal career, because, yes, you surrounded yourself with good people. You've done some amazing things. You retired from radio at the age of 30. But before you did that, you took Power and Heat in New York. You took them to the very top, to the absolute pinnacle of success. How did you go about doing that?
Well, this is the only place where I'm going to be arrogant. And the only thing that I'm going to say is we as a team did not make Power 106 and Hot 97 the number one entities. We made hip-hop the number one entity, and it made Power 106 and Hot 97 the number one entities.
All right, well, talk to me about that. Talk to me, because that's exactly what I want to get to. You defined hip-hop. You created a genre of music, much in the same way that the Beatles came over with the British Invasion and set the stage for the pop rock. You set the stage for hip-hop. That is an incredible thing.
I was a fan. That's it. I was a fan, and I just said to everybody, you got to hear this, and I put it on the radio. It's just my boombox happened to be a little bit bigger than everybody else's. And you said something about business, and I want to say something completely separate about business.
Okay.
And this will also tell you how we did it. Business and life and everything that I've learned thus far has come down to two words, consistency and repetition. That's it.
That's it?
Consistency and repetition breeds familiarity.
Right.
Records, dating, whatever it is, familiarity, breeds a relationship. Relationship, dating, records, whatever it is, which also builds teamwork in some way, shape, or form. A relationship, it end up in a kid. In records, it end up in more people liking it and coming to it. But if you consistently and repeatedly deliver a good product or deliver the same message, sooner or later people will catch on.
All right. My guest is Damian Young. And Damian, I'm going to challenge you on that, because there's the other old saying that familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes.
What do you say to that? Because consistency repetition builds familiarity, but that also leads to contempt. How do you keep it fresh?
You know when to move on.
How do you know that? I mean, so many pro athletes, so many artists don't know that. How did you know it?
It's instinct, but you got to follow your instinct. I mean, consistency and repetition, you're right. It does breed contentment. And a lot of people are contentment. And there's a lot of that even towards me because of look at the press that happened with the book. Immediately when I started to say that I was going to do the book, people went, oh, my God, he's going to tell all the dark secrets and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, no, it's not a tell-all. It's all of these nice things that happen. But people's perception and their insecurities trigger things that are really non-existent. And that's what contentment is it's a form of a defect in your ego.
Very profound. My guest is Damian Young. We're talking about his latest book, Guilty by Association. Why did you write the book? It did create an absolute firestorm when you first announced it. Why did you write the book?
I wanted to share the experiences. Like, I felt like I was being like... Well, there's two reasons. I'll be completely honest. Psychologically, one, it's to come to terms with my past. Like anybody else. I never wrote a diary. I never did anything. Everybody said, hey, you did these great things. And I didn't believe it. So I was like, okay, let's write a book and let's figure this thing out. So that was one thing. The other thing is I wanted to share with everybody what the experience was. What was the room like when Hi, My Name Is was recorded with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre Dr. Dre and Eminem in Dr. Dre's house? And what was his thought? How do I break this white boy? Like, what was that thought? And to be able to see that, it'd be selfish if I didn't tell you about it. Because I'm a fan. I'm not, and that's where they get it messed up, is I'm not a radio programmer. I'm not a businessman. I'm horrible at certain things, but the one thing that I love is music, and I'm a junkie about it. So if and I'm going to run to the highest mountain and yell it out, like, yo, check this out, good and bad. And that's what happened with the book, is they thought that I was just going to run to the top of the mountain and say the bad, but those people obviously didn't know me very well.
Wow. We're talking to quintessential music fan Damian DeMizza-Young.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, talk to me, Damian. What do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Guilty by Association?
That any normal person, any normal kid, anybody from anywhere, because if a white kid from Santa Barbara can make it to the top of hip-hop and change it for the better, anyone can. And go through those problems and go through those lows and go through those highs and still come out with your grandma intact. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, your original core intact. My core is intact.
And that is what is important. As you go down the road, you have a family yourself and you have children and you start to raise them. What are you going to pass on to them? What are the important lessons that you're going to share with them?
You know what's funny is I've always wanted kids, but the problem is I've never had time to form any relationships outside of music. So it's been really rough. But at the same time, my family life is kind of crazy. My little brothers, we ended up raising. So it's kind of like, with the kid thing, one of the reasons why I did get out of radio and come back to Santa Barbara was my littlest brother, Jason, was in the middle of a custody battle and his school stuff and stuff. So I spent a lot of time with him and really taking him to school and picking him up. So I've gone through the parental duties, but not really had the kids yet. But who knows? I'll just leave it at that. Who knows?
Just leave it. Well, you're a personable young man. The operative word is young. There's still time.
Yeah,
who knows what it's been. My guest has been Damian DeMizza-Young.
And it's been a pleasure, by the way. You're a great interview.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. He's the author of this book. It's called Guilty by Association, The Life and Bizarre Times of a Hip-Hop Godfather. It's available now. Where can people find it if they're looking for the book?
It's absolutely free. It was not done for the money. You can get it on www.DeMizza, D-A-M-I-Z-Z-A, book, B-O-O-K.com.
DeMizzaBook.com. DeMizza, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being
I would have hired you. I just want you to know that. You're a good interviewer. I would have hired you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.